Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border.
And we're going through Proverbs. Let's pick up where we left off here.
Proverbs chapter 16. And we left off, commit thy works unto Yahuwah, and thy thoughts shall be established. Oh yeah, chapter 16, verse 6. Sorry about that. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, and he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but Yahuwah directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bags are his works. So there we have it again, a just weight and balance. Something that is so prevalent in our society is an unjust weight and balance, the entire monetary system. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. And that reminds me that this nation was founded upon principles that were, well, lamb-like principles. And one of those principles is right here. A just weight and a balance in the monetary system. It was written into the founding documents of the nation. It was written into the law that only gold and silver could be used in payment of debts. No fiat currency, nothing else. They established a lawful system of measure, a just weight and a balance. And it says here, a just weight and balance are Yahuwah's. And we see that it was thrown off through the slackness, through the people that did not study their way. They didn't look well into their going. They just let people run over them and do whatever they want. The people did not rise up when evil men came and by subtlety and by deceit overthrew the nation from within and made slaves of all the people through imposing on them an unlawful monetary, unjust weight and balance and monetary system. And now, if it's not Yahuwah's, because he says a just weight and balance are his, so this monetary system is not his. It belongs to the enemy. It belongs to an enemy who has devised a plan, and this plan is evident for anyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear. The plan is evident that he is using this monetary system to make debt slaves out of every man, woman, and child and nation on the planet. That is obvious. We have a monetary system that is from without the nation. It's from without all of the nations. As a matter of fact, it is from a nation state, well, a city state, that is not a part of any other country. And it's the city of London, basically. That's the financial center of the world. And it's not part of Great Britain. It's a separate city state all on its own. Very few people know that little detail. It's like the Vatican. The Vatican is not part of Italy, but it is a separate sovereignty of all its own in the middle of Rome. It has its own police force, its own monetary system, its own postal system. It has its own guard, everything. And that is the same way with the city of London, the financial center of the world. So we have the religious center, we have the financial center, and of course we know where the political center of the world is situated exactly the same way. And that is Washington, D.C. It's not part of the United States. No, it isn't. It's a separate sovereignty all its own. And it is the political center of the world. Perhaps it's also the, not only the political center of the world, but perhaps the military center of the world. And I wonder who runs all these centers, these separate city states. I wonder who's in control of all them. Well, I don't wonder who's in control of them, but I'm hoping that you'll wonder who's in control of them. And perhaps it all comes down to the from the religious center, the beast, By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, but by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And that's the way I want it to be for me. You know, I live my life, I make plans for the future, but I certainly want him to direct my steps. I could go this way or I could go that way. I can't see anything unrighteous or unlawful about the decisions before me. Please direct my steps. A man's heart deviseth his way, but Yahuwah directs his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. A just weight and balance, and that's where we left off, talking about the monetary system and how this nation has been taken over and how the people of the earth and the nations are becoming slaves to a monetary system that does not belong to him. And I believe that monetary system, that is the one that is being raised up because it is not from him. That monetary system belongs to the enemy of mankind, to the enemy of our Creator and our Savior, but it is being used for his purpose, because the wicked are even, because it says here in verse 4, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. And it will be the day of evil. I mean, if we're going to have any day of evil, it'll be the day of evil when finally this culminates, this system that's been raised up, this monetary one world system, culminates into forcing everyone to receive a mark in their right hand or their forehead. Once they've established that everyone who will take it voluntarily, once they get to the point where they realize that the rest of the people or people are starting to balk when they see what it is, because those that have volunteered will unvolunteer. Some of them will, when they see what it is, but so many people are deceived, and I've been deceived, all of us have been deceived at some time in our life. It would only be pride to say that we couldn't be deceived, and it would be only be pride that would keep us from considering the fact that we need to repent of taking part in this unjust and weight monetary system. A just weight and balance are Yahuwah's. All the weights of the bag are his work. So if it's a just weight and a balance, it's his. They're his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. For the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. And, you know, it reminds me of a lot of history, where kings had the power of life and death in their tongue, and nobody could do anything about it. Nobody could even gainsay it. You know, it's like Nebuchadnezzar. You know, you wanted you dead, you were dead. Well, it really hasn't changed that much today. Only they have to, with supposed checks and balances, they have to hide their deeds so much better. But they can cover it up. They can kill anyone at any time they want and cover it up. Those who are really in control of the governments and sit in the high places of the kingdoms of this earth, really the seat of Satan. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? That's not a question, that's an exclamation. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? So our author brings us back to the illustration of wisdom and understanding being better than the riches of gold and silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goes before destruction. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in Yahuwah, happy is he. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. That's a bad word today to call you a prude, but I'll still consider it good. The word here says that that's a good thing. Wise in heart shall be called prudent. Well, call me prudent then. And the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right to the man, unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Oh, those are good words. I see so much foolishness in the generation, in this nation that has gone before me. That's the hoary head, of course, is the gray head, the head of the old man. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. And I'll tell you, you see these old fools riding around with their bumper sticks saying, I'm spending my children's inheritance. Yeah, I'll call them old fools. I don't know anyone personally that has that bumper sticker. If you have it, well, I just calls them like I sees them here, you know. Yes. But the hoary head, the head of the old man is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. And if it's not in righteousness, well, there's no glory in it. You're just old and gonna die in your foolishness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. You know, these proverbs are good for life. They're good for living. They're good rules to live by. And as we go through here, I see many of these themes repeated several times, like being slow to anger. It's a good thing. It's something we want to lay hold of. It's something we want to incorporate into our life. It's something that is wisdom. It is wisdom in action to be slow to anger. And it says, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh a city. So it's better to be slow to anger and rule your spirit. You're better, you're stronger than the mighty, and you're stronger than whoever has the ability to even take a city, if you can rule your own spirit, and if you're slow to anger. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And sometimes it comes down to that, where you have to cast a lot to see who's going to do what. And this is not talking about gambling for gain or greed. You could only cast the lot to see, you know, say you have several old men and they're going to make some great sacrifice, perhaps sacrifice their life to save. And so they go, no, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it. So you cast the lot to see who gets to make the sacrifice. That's about the most godly and loving illustration that I can draw. But sometimes an argument may not be able to be settled. And you go to brethren and you say, judge between us. And they say, we cannot judge. You know, we've heard the whole case and it's too hard to judge. So you cast the lot. And so under some circumstances, yep, you just may cast a lot. Like who's going to go first in the contest? You know, you cast the lot. You flip the coin. There's nothing ungodly about that. So that would be the example there. It's not about rolling the dice for greedy gain and gambling, as some would like to believe. Well, we've got all the way to chapter 17 and verse 1. Better is a dry morsel, and quietness therewith, than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Well, I can identify with that. I'm sure certain that most of us could at some time in our life. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. A refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. So, as the refining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, he tries our hearts. Yes, and the idea is to purify. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Yes, a deceiver will be deceived. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker. That's the second time I've read that today. Mocking the poor or despising the poor, anything to oppressing the poor, it says you reproach your maker. That's pretty serious business, to reproach your maker. And he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. That's a dire warning. If you take joy in the destruction of your enemy, if you take, you know, if you celebrate the downfall of others and the error of others, you'll be destroyed for it, because you're bringing that sin on yourself. Basically, you're being a partaker in it. That's a foolish thing to do. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. It's like all those people who jumped for joy when they saw the towers fall, and they had parties and stuff. Oh, you think that they shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. You know, that's so far away from where the society has gone today. And it just goes to show you the unrighteousness of the nation. They hate children. They think they're a burden. They practice birth control and abortion. But here it says, children's children are the crown of old men. And if you have any grandchildren, basically children's children, yeah, what a joy, you know, if you can treasure them. And so many don't even treasure their own children, let alone their grandchildren. And the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whosoever turneth, and whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. This is not always right to tell everything and to tell every sin and report every so-called crime. Of course, many of the things that are crimes in the world by their laws are not crimes by our Father's law. So he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. That's a good place to end today. We're just about out of time. You're listening to Cross the Border. And we've been going through the Proverbs. We ended up in Proverbs chapter 17, and we'll pick up here next time on Cross the Border.